Dave talking the blues on WLRH. A great pleasure having you tuned in. Hoping things are going in a fine fashion wherever you are. We have blues. Actually, we have something different for the next hour. I hope you're ready. First of all, Earl Hooker gets a break. Thank you, Earl. I'm sure you'll appreciate it. Earl Hooker was a guy who did not get a whole lot of breaks in show business. Thank you, Earl. WLRH is the production center for Talking the Blues, Huntsville, Alabama. As I record this, we're a couple of days away from Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras time, and it's always my favorite show of the year to do the Mardi Gras classic New Orleans R&B show. I've been doing this now for the whole 27 years of this program at this point, and every year I play many of the same things, and I get comments from people how great it is to hear them all. So even though there are some different things coming in here and there, a lot of it will be stuff that you have heard before if you have heard this program, because it simply has the best celebrational spirit for this type of music as far as I'm concerned. It's the stuff that I grew up anyway, so you're kind of stuck humoring me and my taste in this, and I apologize if that is not where you would like it. I'm sure there's a whole different blend of things that are going on down at Mardi Gras nowadays, the influence of hip-hop and rap and other things that have come into the culture, but I'm still going back to the days when it was the musicians who worked in New Orleans on a full-time basis year-round with the native music, the music that grew up out of the Creole, the African-American, and the white cultures blended together there that made the music so special. It's kind of hard to start this without talking about the history of New Orleans and the fact that the Congo Square in New Orleans back in the 17th and 18th centuries, a time when the slavery aspect of the South was still in effect, Congo Square was the only place in the United States where slaves were allowed to congregate and make music. They did this on Sundays, and they were allowed to get out with their drumming and rhythm instruments and vocal call and response traditions. All the things they had brought from Africa, from their various tribes, religions, and traditions, came with them and were allowed to be expressed. Because of that, it became part of the city's musical culture, and it made a difference in the way everything else has been heard there since. And that's one reason why not only has blues been important out of New Orleans, but blues, of course, worked its way out of all the plantations in the South. But the mixture of rhythms and the mixture of call and response vocals and some of the other things that led into the basic beginnings of jazz as well as R&B come out of the city of New Orleans, and they came out of the roughest part of town, the places where the bordellos operated, the places where the bars and saloons preyed on some of the seamen and the traveling people and the people who got shanghaied to other ports and taken off a little bit. Just nothing was beyond the limits of what could happen to one in New Orleans. There's an old saying about, I'm going to go to New Orleans and I'm going to get lost and found. That's the way it was. By the time we got to the 50s and the 60s, this music had become codified and was designed for recording play on jukeboxes. The main play for New Orleans records was their jukeboxes. So for many of the records, the idea was to make the two-minute limit. You wanted to have a two-minute record because a two-minute record could be played 30 times in 1 hour. That's 30 nickels. A three-minute record could only be played 20 times in an hour. And the jukebox people sure liked the ones that were 2 minutes long, and they tended to push them more, so that was a financial aspect in the way the records were made. The piano is a foundational instrument in this music. You'll hear piano playing all throughout this thing. People like Alan Toussaint, who produced a lot of stuff. Huey Piano Smith, who had his own records and played on a lot of other people's records as well. And a bunch of other folks drove these pianos hard and got great sounds out of them. And indeed, they were capable of being instruments to rock a place all by itself. But they frequently were mixed with great horn sections, saxophones, trumpets, and great drummers who took the parade instruments, the parade rhythms, I should say, the second line and the basic rhythm, and combined them to make things that were very, very unusual. And then leading the pack among all the drummers with backbeats was Earl Palmer, a man who came out of the Army having been a dancer and found out that his feet were no longer capable of dancing, so he took up drumming. And he is the one who put the big backbeat on everything on some of these records in the early 50s, and we'll be hearing some of those in the second set. Let's start our first set off, though, and we'll get a few things just to get it right off and get the flavor going right on. Start off with one of my favorite songs from the 60s, and that is a set from Jesse Hill called Ooh Pooh Padoo. This is part one of the song. And this one starts off with a classic call and response of the kind of parade thing you would hear out there. And the lyrics don't necessarily make a whole lot of sense. They don't have to. The idea is the spirit of fun, the spirit of good times, and just let go. Let the good times roll, as they say. After that, we will get a Barber George with a 16-bar blues that is called I Know You Don't Love Me No More. And this one features not a saxophone solo, but a cornet solo by Melvin Lasty. Not many cornet solos were going on in bands by 1962, but this one is still there. From 1961, we get I Like It Like That by Chris Kenner, who was also known for his record The Land of a Thousand Dances. This one features Alan Toussaint doing the piano work in here as well. Then Fats Domino, one of the most iconic New Orleans artists, comes in with Walking to New Orleans. This one is down under a minute and 55 seconds, and they overdubbed the string orchestra on this to help get a wider airplay, and it was a huge hit because of that. And then last of all, Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns and their record that broke out for them called Don't You Just Know It. And this one has call and response throughout the entire thing and got way up into the pop charts as well. I remember singing this on the school bus with kids in Houston, Texas when I was living there. So here's our first set, New Orleans R&B from the 1950s, 60s, and et cetera, all celebrating Fat Tuesday. Oop-oop-oop-doo by Jesse Hill. I Know by Barbara George. I Like It Like That by Chris Kenner. Walking to New Orleans by Fats Domino. And Don't You Just Know It by Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns.
Yo! Thank you. Now you take Sally, and I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's
come
at.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I like it like that.
Come on. Shoes. They had some cat shouting the blues. The people was yelling out for more, and all they were saying was go, man, go. Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's
at. Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place.
I like it like that.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand. Now ain't that a shame? I'm leaving here today. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. You used to be my honey, till you spent all my money. No use for you to cry, I see you by and by. Cause I'm walking to New Orleans. I've got no time for talking, I've got to keep on walking. New Orleans is my home, that's the reason why I'm gone. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans.
pretty amazing rhythms and pretty amazing sounds. The combination of instruments in there, the piano, the bass, the very unique drumming. Where's the guitar, right? You hardly hear any guitar. It's usually clinking on a backbeat with a real trebly of sound, electric guitar, but not much else. Guitars were not dominant ever in this part of New Orleans music history. But the horns, the pianos, and all out there, and then the vocals in front of everything. Frequently, the horn sections were all saxophones. And frequently, there were three or four tenor saxophones and a baritone playing together, unison parts or octave unison parts, and very little harmony in between them. And it made a big loud buzz, kind of the power chord of its day, if you will. The last one there was Don't You Just Know That is Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. The vocal there is by Bobby Marchand. Bobby Marchand had his own hit records, and he also worked as a female impersonator in shows in on Bourbon Street and other places down there. He was quite the entertainer back in those days, but he fronted Huey's band on a number of occasions. Huey was doing the piano playing, as his name would indicate. Before that, another great piano player, Fats Domino, with Walking to New Orleans, a much more sedate and laid-back groove, but still the same feeling, the rolling triplets on the piano, and the strings section that was overdubbed after the, I believe after it was done. And still, by the way, I forgot to mention at the top of this broadcast, all the stuff, you're hearing it in mono. Normally we record in stereo, of course. We are a stereo broadcasting station here. But for these records that were made in mono for jukebox play, I have gone back and decided to cut this in mono, so you're hearing a mono signal coming through whatever device you're listening to, not split into two channels. Before that was I Like It Like That by Chris Kenner, which actually was recorded in stereo, I might add, in 1961. And this one features Alan Toussaint doing the piano work, and Chris Kenner doing the vocals, also one of the songwriters of the song as well. I Know by Barbara George, and the great cornet solo there by Melvin Lastie. That cornet could have been out of a Dixieland, but they took it and put it to that rockin' rhythm. And we started off with Jesse Hill and his classic parade response and call song. Excuse me, Oop Oop A Doo. This is Talking Blues, and I'm Michael A. Davis. This is our annual Mardi Gras New Orleans R&B show. I hope you are enjoying it. I want to remind you that this program and all of our locally produced programming is available to you on podcast. All you have to do is go to the WLRH.org website and click on programs and come down, and you'll find a whole slew of them underneath each of the locally produced things that you can choose them. Listen to them as a binge, listen to them to catch one up you haven't heard before, or go back and find one you liked and want to hear again. We're going to begin our second set with the piano player that ended up the last one, Huey Piano Smith, but he will not be singing. He will be backing another singer, in this case, Little Richard. And now Little Richard is also a piano player and is known for it. You've ever seen the videos of him, he's always up there slamming the piano very hard. But on Tutti Frutti, which came out in 1955, they had to stand him separately from the piano to get a good vocal sound. So Huey Piano Smith is doing this really driving piano back then. It was a stylistic thing that did not originate with Little Richard, but it was something that could be done by most of the guys who knew how to rock the house in those days. Now listen to the drums on this, and this is a great big backbeat on his drums. You know, the boom, pow, boom, pow. This is Earl Palmer. Earl Palmer is the guy who contributed this to all music worldwide. It came from his thing, came out of Dixieland. It came out of the church, the black church in particular. But he's the one who started putting it all the way through an entire record. And because of that, it's still there everywhere. Earl Palmer went on to move to California and become a part of the great bunch of studio musicians known as the Wrecking Crew, who cut so many hit records for all kinds of genres out of California going through the 60s and the 70s. After Tutti Frutti, we hear Smiley Lewis and once again Earl Palmer on the drums, and one called I Hear You Knocking. And this one, it gets down to the rolling, strolling sound again. It was very popular in the early 50s. This is also a 1955 recording. Then we go all the way back to 1949 and hear the beginning of what later became funk. Subdivided music, a kind of rolling groove, but everything is divided up. Instead of into eighth notes, it's divided up into 16th notes. And that is something that not everybody did, but Professor Longhair, whose real name was Roland Bird, actually, could do this. And he did it from the piano, frequently playing by himself and kicking the front of a piano as for a bass drum. And there are still upright pianos and spinet pianos around New Orleans that have a hole in the front of them where Professor Longhair kicked them. And those are treasured instruments to this day. Like, say, Mardi Gras in New Orleans, 1949. Think about that. Then we go to 1952, and Lloyd Price, who wrote the song Lottie Miss Claudie. And this also has Earl Palmer drumming on it. You'll hear the same big backbeat on this one as well. And you think about this, in fact, Elvis Presley was influenced by this and covered this song early in his career. Five more from the early part of the New Orleans things, the 1950s especially. Tutti Frutti by Little Richard. I Hear You Knockin' by Smiley Lewis. Mardi Gras in New Orleans by Professor Longhair, and Laudy Miss Claudy by Lloyd Price.
Wop bop bloom bop 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 to the boot. Oh, rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Wop bop loom bop lump bump bum. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Wop, wop, loom, bop. What she do to me? To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Oh, wop, bop, loom, bop, lop, bam, boom.
You went away. I wanna know what's carnival for. Going down in your lane, I've got my ticket in my hand. Going down in your lane, I've got my ticket in my hand. When I get in your lane, I wanna see the Zulu King. Down on the airport in Dumaine. Yes, down in your lane, on the airport in Dumaine. Gonna make it my standing place until I see the Zulu Queen.
Thank you.
Did you notice that rolling piano and those big backbeats through that? The piano? Yep, Huey Piano Smith doing it again. That last one there is Lloyd Price, though, doing the singing. And once again, Earl Palmer with the drums, that big backbeat, Lottie Miss Claudie, from 1952. Before that, all the way to 1949, for that unusual sounding groove by Professor Long here, playing the piano in a very subdivided fashion with a little bit of Latin percussion on the claves behind him. But did you notice when it came to the saxophone break, the bass player, they tried to take off going double time against us because that's what they understood with those 16th notes. This was double time music. It wasn't subdivided. That's really where funk has come from. Subdivided with syncopation and displaced beats is what creates the funk grooves and rhythms. And here is Professor Long here pioneering this for us all the way back almost 70 years ago, 1949. Before that, I Hear You Knocking with Smiley Lewis. Once again, it is Earl Palmer and Huey Smith on piano. And the same thing with Tutti Frutti by Little Richard. A lot hotter groove on that and a lot more carrying on going on. But all great stuff, all 1950s New Orleans R&B songs. And we're celebrating Mardi Gras here, the annual Mardi Gras show. For our final set, we're going to go to a mixture of times, and we're going to start back in the 1950s. We're going back to Huey Piano Smith one more time for another part of the New Orleans groove that came from the second line style of playing. Second line is a parade term where the beat would come through from the band that was playing it, usually a brass band marching along. It might be a straight shuffle, a 6-8, you know, or a 4-4 song. And then behind it, people would be playing whatever they wanted to play on, hand claps, cowbells, tambourines, rattles, shakers, whatever they happen to have, including kitchen utensils and all kinds of stuff. The second line just did what it wanted to, and it caused a definite kind of syncopation that was different from what was coming out of the main part of the band, but it became part of the overall sound that was heard by the people who played the music, and it became an influence. One of the things that happened with that was kind of a slinky thing that changed up the fixed grooves of the dotted 8th and 16th note, if you will, the shuffle, the dot, da dot, da dot, da dot, and the straight 8th of Rock and Roll or Boogie Woogie, which is da 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 da, where they got it kind of right in between the two. It's very difficult to play this if you're not used to it. It takes some study, and if you lived in that area, well, it gets born into your ears, and you know how to do it. That's what we have on the very first one there. Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns from 1957, Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu, a classic and a huge hit for these guys, been covered by a bunch of people since then. And you listen to this thing, and this drummer is Charles Hungry Williams, another guy who played a lot of records down there, and he was really good at finding that in-between beat, they call it, in between the cracks, and making it well. Meanwhile, out in the country west of New Orleans, down in there in the swamp areas, a guy named Clifton Chenier had come up with a new form of music based on his piano accordion, different from the Cajun accordions and the small button jobs. This was a full-size thing like they used on Lawrence Welk, where they played polkas on up north, and he came up with what is now known as Zydeco. And some of the beginning Zydeco records were made down there, but he went to California to make one with some of the New Orleans musicians in 1958 for Specialty Records. And this is where we get Petit Filet, which is not what it sounds like when he sings it, but it's still there in an irresistible groove, one of the things that helped launch the career of Clifton Chenier and helped launch Zydeco as a genre. We come up a few years to 1969, and we have the funk getting even more divided and even more spread out among the band members, and we have the Meters, a really classic four-piece group, guitar, bass, drums, and a keyboard, and that is the group that came up with Sissy Strut, the Meters. And these guys were so good at what they did, the sound was unique, and it influenced people all over the place, and they wound up doing a lot of studio work as well. After Sissy Strut, we have the Wild Chapatulas, which is basically a New Orleans Indian group, a gang, if you will. And they're being backed by the Meters on this. It's called Here They Come. Now, if your stereo is on or you're in your headphones, you listen to the complexity of the drums against the bass, against the keyboards and everything in this thing. It is very complex what's happening under the simple melody line. They're also very present on the one called Working in a Coal Mine. Lee Dorsey is doing this. This is actually not the Meter. This is more of Alan Toussaint's rhythm section working on here from 1966. But they are back to play behind Dr. John on Right Place, Wrong Time, a radio hit for him in 1973, starting off with a scratchy keyboard sound, electronic keyboard sound, like a clavinet. And then they come in with a groove, and it's a very much subdivided, but it was a big top 40 hit. So here are six more, actually. Starting off with Rockin' Pneumonia and Boogie Boogie Flu from Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns, Et Petit Filet from Clifton Chenier. The Meters check in with Sissy Strut. The Wild Chapatulas backed by the Meters with Here They Come. Lee Dorsey Working in the Coal Mine, and Dr. John the Night Tripper with Right Place, Wrong Time. All part of our broadcast celebrating Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Yeah! Saturday morning to the ding dong ding.
Ding dong, here they come.
Say, Mardi Gras morning, we're gonna do our thing.
About to slip down,
working
in a coal mine, going down, down, down,
working
digging in a coal mine. Oops, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
'Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired.
Wrap up our trip to New Orleans for Mardi Gras with Dr. John, 1973, and Right Place, Wrong Time, backed by the Meters in there. David Spinoza doing that nice guitar solo on that one as well. Before that, we had Lee Dorsey working in the coal mines, some classic Alan Toussaint work there, featuring the Meters on the Wild Chapatula recording of Here They Come, also on Sissy Strut under their own name. Clifton Chenier doing the original Zydeco with Et Petit Filet, and starting off with Huey Piano Smith and Rockin' Pneumonia, the Boogie Woogie Flu. It's always a great pleasure and privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the last hour. And I look forward to next week when I get a chance to do it again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right. Happy Mardi Gras, everybody. Let's say le bon temps roulé.